Hello, everybody. This is Kim Party, and this is my show called Volume. I just wanted to wish everybody a happy new year. I hope the holidays were great for everybody. And I just wanted to start back with the first episode here in the new year, just with a couple of quick hits. Right off the top, as we all know, the Grammy Awards happened the other night, and there was a lot to it, both good and bad. Just wanted to focus on the one thing right off the top. Best New Artist was a Canadian by the name of Alessia Cara, and apparently she's the first Canadian to get Best New Artist at the Grammy Awards, so congratulations to her. I'm actually looking forward to seeing what she does with that. So it was an interesting night, to say the least, but for the complete list of winners, you can check that out on Grammy.com to see who else came out on top for that night. Moving on, Canadian Music Week just announced that Paul Schaefer will return as the host of the 3rd Annual Live Music Industry Awards. Paul Schaefer, as most of you know, was the band leader for David Letterman's show when it was on the air. Since then, Paul has gone on to manage a host of individual projects that he's had on the go, including releasing his own album last year. And so he is going to be coming back to host the Live Music Industry Awards for CMW. And it's actually going to be an interesting time this year, because it's going to be hosted in the world-renowned, really, and the refurbished Elma Combo, which is downtown in Toronto. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes, because I think it's been about 3 years in the making for that to happen. So I'm looking forward to that, actually, to see what that's going to be like and what it finally turned out to be. You can grab your tickets for the event at cmw.net, and I hope to see quite a few there, actually. So just moving on, just wanted to touch on something really quick. Local band Dead Set Society, which includes members of the former band My Darkest Days, they've been added to a festival in the States called Rockfest. It's their 25th anniversary, and it's going to be showing July 12th to the 14th, I believe, are the dates. And it's going to include artists such as Grammy Award winners Hailstorm and three-time Grammy nominated Nothing More. Also performing, and other notable acts will be Disturbed, Rage Against, Pop Evil, Black Label Society, and Godsmack, and a host of others. So to find out more about Dead Set Society and who's in the band and the music they've put out, you can go to their website, which is deadsetsociety.com. And just to wrap it up, just a quick segment here, just wanted to touch on basically Dead Set Society and this festival that they're going to be playing. Just wanted to share a little bit of an insight there that maybe some bands aren't aware to do when they're doing this thing. To like reach out before, like when you're promoting yourself doing this show, don't forget to tag a few of the bands that are already on the bill with you, just to kind of introduce yourself, cross promotion, and you know, before, during, and after, of course, as a follow-up, just to get people a little more familiar with who you are as a band, and to you know, when you see them around the campus there or the compound, whatever they're going to have set up there, you know, it'll just be easier to kind of connect with people and let them know who you are. So that is it for this particular segment. It's a quick hit, like I mentioned, and I'm looking to have more episodes coming up with more insights and news, of course, and hopefully you will join in to find out what's happening. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great day.